This is Matt Rice with the Marketline Report for March 17th. Brazil's massive crop looming over the U.S. market as they continue on with their harvest. Let's go to Virginia McCathy from the floor of the CME in Chicago as she explains more on the grain market.
Fundamentally speaking, the Brazil harvest is marching on and it still has a huge crop coming. And that kind of looms large over all the grain markets right now. We had a little bit of easing in the U.S. dollar index that also helped to kind of underpin some of the markets. That was very, very helpful. Wheat now did not get too much of a boost today, but the sub-freezing temperatures are still a concern, so everyone is watching to see if there is going to be some damage.
Chicago markets' July wheat prices closed the day up a quarter at 450 and a half. Chicago July corn prices were up 2.5 to finish the day at 373 and a half. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for August new crop were up 1/4 to unchanged, ranging from 460 and a half to 467. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for August new crop were up 2.25, ranging from 536 to 551. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for August new crop were up 7, ranging from 674 and a quarter to 679 and a quarter. August live cattle finished the day up 95 cents at 104.87 and a half. May feeder cattle were up $1.70 at 129.45. And May class 3 milk was down 21 cents at 1515.
Thanks for listening to the Market Line Report. This is Matt Rice.